the Great Race of Yith. The Yithians are another species only featured in a single story by Lovecraft, but they continue to intrigue Mythos fans with their unique nature. They are perhaps the least hostile and horrific entities in Lovecraft's works, which makes them stand out from the rest of the pack. The Great Race was introduced in the story The Shadow Out of Time in 1936. Leaning more towards science fiction and less on horror, the story is one of the most popular tales among Lovecraft's works. The Yithians, as you may imagine, come from the planet of Yith, though some say they were not originally from there. Knowledge of the Great Race's original form is long since lost, but regardless, they possess extraordinary mental prowess. They built many great cities on Yith, along with some spectacular inventions, but most notably is their ability to project their consciousness across time. In doing so, they effectively swap minds with any creature of their choosing, taking over the unwilling participant's body while letting their victim use the Yithian's body. They care little for how the participant feels about the intrusion, but their actions are not done out of hostility, but instead curiosity. The Yithians are historians, studying not only Aeon's past, but also the distant future. When the Yithian transferred its mind, it spent some time exploring the different society, learning as much as it could, while the other person spent time in the Yithian's body, being questioned by other Yithians. After the process is over, the Yithians wipe the memory of the transferred mind, although some remnants may remain in fragmented dreams. By foreseeing their own future, the Great Race was able to witness their own demise on Yith, although the cause of this fate is unknown. Instead of accepting their fate, the Yithians transferred their minds en masse to Earth, taking over the bodies of a race that existed here in the distant past, and letting their unwilling victims meet a demise on Yith. Their new forms on Earth resembled tall cones, with four appendages coming out the top. Two of the appendages ended with claws, with which they clicked together as a form of communication. Another ended in four red trumpet shapes, and the fourth featured a yellow globe with three eyes. The species moved by way of a gray rubbery layer at the base of their body. With this race, they created a massive library under what is now the Great Sandy Desert of Australia. Here, they cataloged all information they could obtain about uncounted alien species, both here on Earth and across the universe and beyond, from both the past and future. As you can imagine, this was a massive amount of knowledge, written by both the Yithians themselves, as well as visitors trapped in Yithian bodies. Such visitors include a Roman questor, a Florentine monk, a Sumerian chief coming from the same era as Conan the Barbarian, an Elder Thing, and a philosopher from the San Chan Empire of 5000 AD. Visitors would be able to gain huge insights into the past and future of their civilization and existence. But unfortunately, they would be wiped of all these memories upon departure. One thing of note is perhaps that humanity will be succeeded as the dominant lifeform on Earth by a race of sentient beetles. Interestingly, the Yithians once again see their downfall on Earth, this time by the race of flying polyps, who also warred with the Elder Things. They choose this time to take over the bodies of the beetles in the future. The Yithians are a fascinating part of the mythos, with a lot of room for time displacement and science fiction amidst the myriad of cosmic and body horror. In The Transition of Titus Crowe by Brian Lumley, life begins to develop on Venus in 500 million years, and the Yithians exchange minds with them. In The Shadow from Yith by Alan D. Goulet, a math professor gets transferred by a Yithian and taken to Yith itself, witnessing the great city of Sumera. In the video game Call of Cthulhu Dark Corners of the Earth, a character's father was mindswapped by a Yithian during conception, causing the son to gain some Yithian traits. Overall, The Shadow Out of Time has always interested me as a story, because it displays how insignificant humanity is as a species. Amidst the millions of other species across billions of years, humanity is simply a drop in the bucket. Even so, the Yithians still take an interest in learning about our culture and society. I suppose the only question then is, why?